last year how when I joined up for the ministry, what drove me? I never thought about a gift. It wasn't about my prophetic. It wasn't about miracles. It wasn't about signs and wonders. Those things happened, but they were a byproduct of something else. They were not anything I developed or anything that I pushed. They were something that happened as a natural outflow of the love of God for the people of God, because my job is very simple, and that's to equip the saints, to love the saints, and to shepherd the flock of God. So the Lord talked to me last year, and he said this to me, and again, this is for me and not you. He said, Larry, I called you when you're a young man to be a shepherd, and I called you to minister and equip the saints, but somewhere along the way, you lost the smell of sheep. And you don't smell, because I don't smell the smell of love on you. I smell the smell of ministry on you. And there's nothing wrong with that. And you know what? He said, you can spend the rest of your life doing that, and that's fine, and I applaud you for that. And like, you've exceeded our expectations up here. We didn't think you would even make it that far. It's like, we're impressed. If you just stop now, you're ahead of the game right now. But he said, but if you really do want to know my heart, and you really want to live out your life with the smallest margin of error, and you really want to say, as I said, you know, it is finished. As Paul said, I've done a good work. Larry, you have to start ministering from your heart and not from your gift. You have to let your heart be so big that it so overshadows your ministry that you never think, I'm going to do ministry. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do my gift. I'm going to what? The only driver you have is that you're so in love with the church and with the people of God, that everything you do stems from that core value. Everything that you are comes from the fact that I have invested in you the agape love of God, that I invested in my son who said, I so loved the world, I sent my only son. And when he came, he said, I didn't come to do nothing but to give my life and to become a servant and to minister to you. I didn't come to be ministered to, I come to minister.